We were going to be on Facebook Live, but the internet decided it didn't want to be kind to us. But I'm recording it, so I'll see if I can't upload it later. But yeah, that's just the way it all comes together. Yeah, in more ways than one. Right? Okay, we're doing Soul on Fire. You probably know that one, right? I got words. We're going to do I Surrender All to Jesus, Casting Crowns. All to Jesus I surrender. In a different key. In a key he can sing. And we're gonna do Man of Sorrows. You guys know that one. Man of Sorrows, man. Anyway, if you're feeling just so inspired, just come run up here and get in front of the mic, will you? And don't be shy. Don't be shy. It's welcome to Thursday night.
Are you there, Brandon?
Yeah, we'll try.
See if we can count on each of them.
We'll try.
And a four count on each of them.
I'm not going to try. I can't count today.
One, two.
Thursday night.
Right?
Thursday night. Take it, Brandon.
God, I'm running for your heart. I'm running for your heart. Till I have a soul on fire.
Lord, I'm longing for your ways. I'm waiting for the day when I am a soul on fire. Till I am a soul on fire.
Woo! Oh my God.
God, I'm running for your heart. Sorry, I'm running for your heart. Till I am a soul on fire. Lord, I'm longing for your ways. I'm waiting for the day when I am a soul on fire. Till I am a soul on fire. Lord, restore the joy I had when I've wandered. Bring me back in this darkness. Lead me through until all I see is you.
Close enough,
God.
We need your help up here.
Your heart. I'm running for your heart till I am a soul on fire. Lord, I'm longing for your ways. I'm waiting for the day when I am a soul on fire. Till I am a soul on fire. Lord, let me burn for you again. Lord, let me turn to you again.
Welcome. I don't know that I've seen you before. I'm Greg. Hi, Gary. Great you could be here. How'd you find out about us?
I'm being here outside.
You've been here before. Oh, awesome. Oh, not on Thursdays. All right. That's why. That's why. So I'm used to Thursday night faces, right? Of course, these are two Thursday night, new Thursday night faces, too. But good. Welcome. Glad you're here.
She's got that. All right, Brandon.
All to Jesus I surrender. All to him I freely give. I will ever love and trust him. In his presence I will live. All to Jesus I surrender. Savior, make me holy, Lord. Let me feel your Holy Spirit. Truly know that you are mine. All to Jesus I surrender. All to him I freely give. I will ever love and trust him. In his presence I will live. I surrender all. I surrender all. All to Jesus I surrender. Lord, I give myself to thee. Fill me with your love and power. Let your blessings fall on me. All to Jesus I surrender. Now I feel the sacred salvation. Glory, glory to his name. All to Jesus I surrender. All to him I freely give. I will ever love and trust him. In his presence I will. I surrender all. At your feet I lay me down, all my scars and all my crimes. Jesus, I surrender all.
I surrender all.
No more having my own way, no more chasing yesterday. Jesus, I surrender
all. I surrender all. Jesus, I surrender all to him. All to him I freely give. All to Jesus I surrender. All to him I freely give. I will ever love and trust him. In his presence I will live. I surrender all. I surrender all.
No more having my own way, no more changing yesterday. Jesus, I surrender all.
I surrender.
We're so used to singing.
I do not like doing that. I do not like singing her part.
I know. That's all right.
I hear it high in my head, and it's like, no, we're dropping down. It's going to sound really... Huh? Oh, my soprano. She really pleases you. People look at me funny.
I should use this, shouldn't I? I should use this one.
I should be using that.
Tom, you need one of these. Because this way I can sing high harmony. And over here I can be normal and then I can blend. Two mics. Pretty cool, huh? Trick I learned from Doc. Doc. I can't remember Doc's last name. Doc. He's really cool. His name's Doc. I mean, the guy named Doc, he's got to be cool, right? I'm friends with him on Facebook. Doc is cool. No, I learned that trick from Doc. because the problem is by the time you stomp all the time, you just, it's so much easier just to swing back and forth. Well, Fire and Ice is his band. All right, so Fire and Ice is the band, but what does he call his last name? Oh, got it. Oh, well. We'll find Doc sometime, because Doc is cool.
Let's get to the next song.
Oh, yeah. Click. You'll get there eventually. This is the Sunday PowerPoint. I'm too lazy to make a Thursday one.
Yeah.
Hey, Nana Saras, this is good. Actually, she might have already been there. Sorrow's Lamb of God, by his own betrayed, the sin of man and wrath of God has been on Jesus laid.
Silent as he stood accused, Father's will, he took a crown of thorns.
Oh, that rugged cross, my salvation, where your love poured out over me. Now my soul cries out, hallelujah, praise and honor unto thee.
God's own Son to purchase and redeem, reconcile the very ones who nailed him to that tree.
Oh, that rugged cross, my salvation, where your love poured out over me. Now my soul cries out, hallelujah, praise and honor unto thee. Now my debt is paid, it is paid in full by the precious blood that my Jesus spilled. Now the curse of sin has no hold on me. Whom the Son sets free, oh, is free indeed. Now my debt is paid, it is paid in full by the precious blood that my Jesus spilled. Now the curse of sin has no hold on me. The Son sets free, oh, is free indeed. Oh, that rugged cross, my salvation, where your love poured out over me. Now my soul cries out, hallelujah, praise and honor.
The stone is rolled away, behold the empty tomb.
Hallelujah, God be praised, he's risen from the grave. Oh, that rugged cross, my salvation, where your love poured out over me. Now my soul cries, hallelujah, praise and honor to thee, praise and honor to thee.
Pretty song. Really good for the Easter Resurrection Sunday season. We are going to do the closing, though, so get yourself... Yeah, right there. Surely the Presence.
We'll sing through that one, then we've got our fun post one to do.
We practice on Thursday nights, so therefore our service is like a big practice.
It's a glorified practice.
Glorified practice.
Brandon's going to start it.
Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. I can feel His mighty power and His grace. I can hear the rush of angels' wings. I see glory on each face. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. In the midst of His children, the Lord said He would be. It doesn't take very many. It can be just two or three. And I feel that same sweet spirit that I felt of times before. Surely I can say I have been with the Lord. Grace. I can hear the brush of angels' wings. I see glory on each face. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. There's a holy hush around us as God's glory fills this place. I touch the hem of His garment. I can almost see His face. And my heart is overflowing with the fullness of His joy. I know without a doubt that I have been with the Lord. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. I can feel His mighty power and His grace. I can hear the brush of angels' wings. I see glory on each face. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place.
It's good to be in the presence of the Lord. So on Sunday, Brandon will have an extra surprise for you for this song. I think you will. I remember the first time I handed you a mandolin in 15 minutes, he was going, never touched one before. So he found a harmonica, so for this one, he'll do that. You'll have it. You almost had it already tonight.
Holders. Oh, yeah, I got to remember to bring that. Bring the holder. Right there.
Mama, take this badge off of me. I can't use it anymore. dark to see. Feel I'm knocking on heaven's door.
Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door.
Mama put my guns in the ground. I can't shoot them anymore. Long black cloud is coming down. I feel I'm not heaven's door.
Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door.
Hear me now. Oh, yes. Okay, so now for the real fun. So I've got this really, see this really cool looking box or cylinder over here? This is a neat little box. The brand is Mevo, M-E-V-O. It connects to the internet. It does all the audio. I got a feed right from the board going straight in. Really cool. Works great when the internet's up. So now what we're doing is recording it locally on there, and I'll see if I can upload it later. But I was just, as you well know, a lot of times when you're up here playing and you forgot to mute your phone, all of a sudden all the beeps are coming through, and here's a lot of my messages. Did Facebook Live start yet? Are you doing Facebook Live tonight? Are you? I really wish I was, guys, but this is not happening right here. You're going to get the delayed version, and that's okay. They're asking, yeah, that is nice. It really is. It really is nice. It's huge. It's a huge blessing. Absolutely huge. So yeah, I'm loaded up with Facebook messages here for people asking me. God bless them. All right. So on Thursday nights, it's always a 50-50 shot here. Is God going to lay a message on my heart, or am I going to just do what I call Bible bingo? And we've actually got a little bit of both that's going to happen here. And you guys know what that sound is, right? That is the sound of a person trying to call me on Facebook saying, hey, are you up? No. Let me go to mute mode here. But God bless them. They're there. I just wish we were too. But God, look at this though, man. This is great. Got a lot of poking here. Nice to see you here, Gary. God bless you. You must sit in a really conspicuous, you sit like over there, maybe kind of hidden normally on Sundays, or? Oh, okay. I was going to say, because I'm thinking, man, you know, but still. Okay, great. Great. Well, if you want to be, there you go, because I'm recording it. There's everybody. So, hey, we got people here. Oh, look, and Nicole's here too. Nicole loves the camera. She runs back and forth in front of the camera. Actually, one of the things God was laying on my heart, and let me see if I can find it here, because of something I know that I'm going to be probably doing later, I'm sure, is why God laid this on my heart. But it had to be, it takes us back into Genesis, and it's part of God's promises. God's promises, as you know, we got promises all through the Bible, don't we? But especially a lot in the Old Testament. You know, the promise of Messiah, the promise of, oh gosh, this just goes down the list, right? I mean, we could just list God's promises on and on and on. But this morning, God actually led me into Genesis 21, but I really need to do a little bit of Genesis 20 to kind of come back into it. And this is a scripture where God is promising Abraham a child, all right? Now, you got to keep in mind that Abraham's an old dude by now, all right? He's old. He's older than me. He's older than the guy I'm looking at. Older than everybody in this whole place. He was, actually, what does it say? Does it say how old he was? He was a crazy old dude, man. But equally as old was his wife. His wife. And here's where God is going through it and promising all this. So Abraham, this is Genesis 20, verse 11. So Abraham replied, I said to myself, there is surely no fear of God in this place, and they will kill me because of my wife, because she's really my sister. We're actually leading up into this, okay? This is when Abraham had gone in with, through a king, Abimelech, and his wife was just beautiful, all right? And so he has to play her off as she's his sister, right? Because otherwise they figure they're going to kill him and take her. So he said, besides, she's really my sister, the daughter of my father, and though not of my mother. And you remember back in that era, too, everybody knew each other? Remember how they all married between the cousins and the like, too? I mean, it wasn't all within the same family, but it was questionable. They had to do what they had to do, right? That was just because of the way they wanted to keep the line pure. And when God had wandered from my father's household, I said to her, this is how you can show your love to me everywhere you will go. We say, he is my brother. So they agreed, okay, we're going to act like brother and sister. We're going to go through this. Then Abimelech brought sheep and cattle and male, female slaves and gave them to Abraham. And he returned Sarah, his wife, to him. And Abimelech said, my land is before you. Live wherever you like. To Sarah, he said, I am giving your brother 1,000 shekels of silver. This is to cover the offense against you before all who are with you, and we are completely vindicated. So remember, this is actually the tail end of it. This is after the fact when the king figured out, oh, yet. this lady's his wife. And so he's making amends here at this point. So Abraham prayed to God, and God healed Abimelech, his wife, and his slave girls, and so that they could have children again. For the Lord had closed up every womb in Abimelech's household because of Abraham's wife, Sarah. So what I didn't read prior to this, that was where he had actually taken who he said. Remember, he said it was his sister, so Abimelech really didn't know. But God knew. And God knew what was going on. And he brought a curse upon him and all that. So, but isn't that interesting? The Lord had closed up every womb because of Abraham's wife, Sarah. Now on to Genesis 21. Now the Lord was gracious to Sarah, as he had said, and the Lord did for Sarah what he had promised. Sarah became pregnant and bore a son to Abraham in his old age, at the very time God had promised him. And God gave the name Isaac to the son Sarah bore him. And when his son Isaac was 8 days old, Abraham circumcised him as God commanded him. And Abraham was 100 years old when his son Isaac was born to him. See, I told you. 100 years old. There's nobody in this room sitting in here that's 100 years old, I don't believe. Other than in my mind. And Sarah said, God has brought me laughter, and everyone who hears about this will laugh with me. And she added, who would have said to Abraham that Sarah would nurse children? Yet I have borne him a son in his old age. It continues on with a lot of the other things that happened with that. But isn't that an amazing promise? So God promised Abraham that he was going to go ahead and be the father of many nations. And Abraham said, look at me, man. Me and my wife are old. What, are you kidding me? How are we going to pull this off? Nothing is impossible for God. All right, now, I'm going to let God do this. Matthew 13, the parable of the sower. The same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat by the lake. And such large crowd gathered around him that he got into a boat and sat in it, while all the people stood on the shore.
And then he, Jesus, told many things in parables, saying, a farmer went out to sow his seed, and as he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky places where it did not have much soil, and it sprang up quickly because the soil was shallow. But when the sun came up, the plants were scorched, and they withered because they had no root. Other seed fell among the thorns, which grew up and choked the plants. Still others fell on good soil, where it produced a crop, 160 or 30 times what was sown. He who has ears, let him hear. So now the disciples came to Jesus and said, you know, why do you speak to the people in parables? And Jesus replied, the knowledge of the secrets of the kingdom of heaven have been given to you, meaning his disciples, but not to them. Whoever has been given more, he will have abundance. Whoever does not, even what he has will be taken away from him. This is why I speak in parables. Though seeing, they do not see. Though hearing, they do not understand. And in them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, which said, you will ever be hearing, but never understand. You will ever be seeing, but never perceiving. Still understanding, right? For this people's heart has become calloused, and they hardly hear each other's ears. They have closed their eyes. Otherwise, they might see with their eyes, hear with their ears, understand with their hearts, and turn, and I would heal them. But blessed are your eyes, because they see, and your ears, because they hear. For I will tell you the truth. Many prophets and righteous men longed to see what you see, but did not see it, and to hear what you hear right now, but did not hear it. So listen to what the parable of the sower means. So isn't this cool? Now Jesus tells the parable. He tells the parable to everyone, and now he's telling his cohorts, hey guys, let me fill you in. Let's tell you what's going on. This is verse 18 in Matthew 13. He said, listen to what the parable of the sower means. When anyone hears the message about the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what has been sown in his heart. This is the seed sown along the path. The one who received the seed that fell on rocky places is the man who hears the word and at once receives it with joy. But since he has no root, it lasts only a short time. When trouble or persecution comes because of the word, he quickly just falls away. The one who received the seed that fell among the thorns is a man who hears the word, but the worries of this life and the deceitfulness of wealth choke it, making it unfruitful. Well, we have that happen all the time, don't we? We got the promise of God, and yet the worries of this world take it all away. It's like, well, what's that all about? See, isn't that our greatest challenge, though? What are we going to believe? Are we going to believe life's experiences, or are we going to believe what the Word of God says? God gave us an awesome instruction book. He's all these instructions. What is it? Something. What's the Bible? What's B-I-B-L-A? Something before leaving Earth. What was the first part of it? Beginning instructions before leaving Earth. What's the B? Basic. Basic instructions before leaving Earth. Is that what that is? Somebody will correct me on Facebook. That's all right. All right. Because when we put this up. But the one who received the seed that fell on good soil is the man who hears the word and understands it. He produces a crop yielding 160 and 30 times what was sown into it. Then Jesus goes on with some other cool and exciting parables. All right. But look, God's promise, right? We got to stand on God's promise. I've talked a lot here too, in a lot of different messages about obedience, how important it is to be obedient when we hear the voice of God. When I drive home from work, I've got a lot of choices. I can go straight to go home, or I can turn this way and go a different way to go home. And every time I get to that intersection, I always say, all right, God, which way? And to my natural eye, everything looked clear going straight. All right, because I can see probably a mile straight. It's a pretty long stretch. I can see pretty far. And God says, turn. I said, huh? I'm human, right? I said, huh? What do you mean turn? It looks great. He said, turn. So I turned. And as I'm going along the road, so you guys are expecting some really cool story. Don't get too excited. I'm going on the road. I'm coming up to my traffic light at this other place. I'm looking around, right? What's up? Because sometimes God will direct us to do things that don't make sense at the moment, but they make sense after the fact, right? So I go through, I do my lights, I get to, nothing exciting. So at that point, I have to think about that, right? I've got to think about this. Okay, wait a second. I was at a traffic light. I could have gone straight like I normally go, or I could turn. But I heard the voice of God clearly telling me to turn, so I chose obedience. Why? Because I've learned that when I choose to disobey the voice of God, even on something simple like that, there are consequences. There are consequences. Most of the time, those are earthly consequences. And for all I know, I might have been hit. You know, I might have somebody slammed. I don't know. I just don't know. All I know is I got to trust God. You know, so when God says now, it's now. When God says wait, God says wait. When God makes a promise, I'm going to give. It's going to happen. Isn't God good? God's really good. We like to take prayer requests and get in circles and pray, and I like to get a piece of paper to write things down because my memory is, so grand. I'll just start in the front here with my friend Bruce. How's life, Bruce? And God bless you. Yeah. Well, you're back from Florida now, and are you missing Florida? I noticed that you were here. Yeah, God told me you were here. Is she coming? Is she heading this way now?
No, but then she eventually, I think.
No time limits, Tom. Promise the terrible mercies. Awesome. How's work, Debbie?
It's with all those rocks.
A little rocky, a little bumpy. Oh, the seeds are landing on stony ground. Okay. Good. Yeah. Thanks for pulling the message into your prayer.
Thank you.
Nice. Sounds like we just need to just lift up peace. Peace for Debbie. At work. Peace and hope.
I gave someone a little mandate today. Keep smiling. Blessings are coming. She's thinking about waiting until 2019 to retire, but it may be 4 or 5 years. So there's just a lot of hardship.
There's a lot of hardship in this world, isn't there? Yeah. So that person you're just giving hope to at work, that's huge. Because that's what we're called to do. And I bet you probably shared hope with somebody here, Linda. Who have you been sharing hope with?
Well, I have to yesterday. I get to ride home in the van. But he really down.
Right. Get to ride in the van.
And my friend took me home with 4 hours.
Okay.
And the 4 hours do not talk.
All right. So wait a minute. You got 4 people in the van.
Yes.
They don't talk, but I know you talk.
Yes.
Okay.
So they don't talk. So she was taking me the way she always takes me home. And it was, I rode this way and rode this way.
Ooh, did you hear the voice of God?
I heard you.
You heard me?
So I'm in the back seat and not saying one word.
Okay.
And she sighed and the word said, close. So what do you do when it's closed, right? You don't go.
You don't take a closed road, right? Okay.
Well, she did.
She took the closed road.
She took the closed road. And
okay.
Then she realized she had to turn around in this van.
All right.
She got stuck.
She got stuck trying to turn the van around?
Yes. And nobody's saying anything. And the one guy in the front, he was going to say something, and I said, no, let's not say anything.
Okay. Keep the peace.
Yes.
Okay.
So she had the vocal take the things out of the seat,
yeah.
The car, the truck, and pull him out. And then she got in the van and took me home.
Okay. So you got home safe.
We got home. I got home
you
safe.
Got home, you got home safe. What about the rest of them?
Well, no, till Tuesday.
But you did say,
Isaac. I kept saying, Daddy, get this out now.
Awesome. You're praying to God to take care of that. That's beautiful.
She said there were workers there. That's why the road was closed. They were working on it.
Oh, I see.
And they then went down and helped get her out.
Ah. Good. Nice.
And they couldn't take anybody out. Because a couple people want to go out.
Yeah. But they got you covered. That's awesome.
I mean, the one guy would not do that.
So our prayer for you is for open roads.
Yes.
Okay. That's good. Thanks. Hi, Rita. How's God loving on you? Yeah? What can we lift up for you today? I know what we can lift up for you, but let's hear what you got first. Wow. Yeah, so we're praying for peace for you on that. Well, my prayer for you is putting up with us here. She just started singing with us. That's awesome. Oh, it's all good. We're glad you're here. Really glad you're here. Tom. Tom, did you have a good week? Good.
But.
Who are we lifting up this week, Tom?
Mr. Chris's grandson, Miller. He's still having one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's actually been, he was just walking. 9-year-old Noah had a double lung transplant. What, a week, 2 weeks ago now, or a week and a half, for about 2 weeks now? Yeah. Yeah, and they had to go back in and reconnect something and do what they had to do, but yeah. Yes, we're definitely lifting up. Yeah, Pastor Chris Trumbull, his grandson, Noah. Chris actually pastors two churches, and his wife does one.
She does 7 Mile,
he does Dartown and McGonagall, yeah, right. Yeah, he's a busy guy. Because he ends, I think one service ends at like, 10 o'clock or whatever, and then he drives over to the other one.
Yeah.
It's all good. All fun indeed.
Thursday and Friday.
Great to see you here, man. Nice to officially meet you. What can we lift up for you today?
My oldest son, Landon, his dad will show him what college to choose to go to.
Ah, yes. I've done that twice. And that twice, yeah. College direction. Nice. He's been accepted at a few, I presume, and
yeah,
now he's... That's a good place to be, though, and I got choices. That's a really good place. That's awesome, man. That's really good. Fantastic. We're definitely going to take care of that. We'll lift that up. And this young couple, God bless them. I'm glad you guys are here. Where do we start? Pardon me a second, Gary. Where do you start?
Good to see you, man.
Good to see you, too.
You, sweetheart.
You guys, where do you start? I tell you, no. Are you at a church doing music right now, or are you in between? You are. You're two churches right now. Okay. Well, there you go. Okay. So like he has to figure out which college, you have to figure out which church. Okay.
We have a home church.
Oh, gee. So you got three churches? You're.
No. So just two.
Okay. Nice.
But there's some biblical doctrine that we don't 100%
there. Oh, so you're going to have to come down to the money versus.
Like, can we be on staff?
Right, yeah.
If we
yeah.
If we don't,
yeah, right. Well, actually, I'd like to think they'd make that decision for you themselves. But
yeah.
I guess, okay, I guess they're trying to see if you'll change your mind and agree with their stuff, right? Okay. So we got to, this row is like decision row here.
Yeah.
We need decisions. We need to lift up decisions.
Yeah.
That's good. Oh yeah, you got people building houses around you and all that stuff too. It's gotten pretty, yeah. So we were there at the right time, right before it really got crazy. It's great to see you guys. Make sure you stick around. All right, because we're going to get in a big circle and pray here too. But I like the back row. This is my favorite row, because I already know it. I already know Pat's is on gravity.
Keeping
me grounded. Keeping me grounded. All right. He's a sole proprietor. I keep. So if you want to add to his confusion in pocketbook.
But I'm also a secretary of plumbing. Whatever actually comes up that is needed. He doesn't even work that. That's just how soon.
I've been trying to talk him into hiring somebody else, you know. But I know that there's. Working for you could be interesting. Yeah, I know you're special.
Yeah, fortunately or unfortunately, I've not found another me. Depends on who you ask.
Because you couldn't put up with yourself. Oh, really? June 6th. Nice.
And no, it's just business is really good.
Good.
It's just, say you throw that extra phone call in there and it's like,
wow.
So, yeah, just a little organization.
To the chaos. Okay, I'm with you. That's almost decision related. We're kind of getting a theme of one here.
Do I have to switch
rows now? No, we're going to put you up in the circle with this in a minute. And Brandon will fall into the college queue anyway. But other than college, or maybe is we gonna, what are we lifting up for you today, Brandon?
Nothing really out of the ordinary. Nothing standing out for me.
See, Brandon had made his, he decided Miami University. Are you on break this week? No, you're not. That was last week. Easter break was too, well, they don't call it Easter break. It's called spring break, don't they? For that. Okay. And my youngest Melody goes to the University of Dayton, and they did like 4 days at the beginning of the month and then like 4 days around Easter. And I was like, whatever. I don't get it. Guys, come on up here. Come on out. We're going to make a circle. Do a circle and lift all this up in prayer, because that's what God does. He's awesome. God's awesome and amazing. Yeah, one of these days we'll sing that song, right? Will the circle be unbroken? Will the circle be unbroken by and by? Oh, here we are. Thursday night. Thursday night again. This has been a weird Thursday night for me. Weird Thursday night. I had here at the church, we had the internet upgraded for faster speed. And it's not working right now. But you know what? It was working a couple hours ago. So it's like, huh? And my background is techie, and that's the kind of stuff that I do. So, I thought, go do that. Yeah. And for those who don't know, I'll quit it. And for those who don't know, I'm president of that company. That's right. It's like, oh, geez. Now, I know it's going to be something internal here, but hey, that little machine is recording. We're going to upload this. By golly, we're not going to be defeated. We're not going to be defeated because the word comes out. Because we've been doing Facebook Live for a few weeks now, and it's been awesome. The interaction is neat. The lifting of prayers has been neat. And that music was a lot better than it was tonight. But I'm speaking personally. Brandon's always awesome. And Scott's always awesome. And Bruce is always awesome. And Rita was doing awesome. And Karen's not here. But anyway, everybody does great. Everybody is great. Life, God makes it all happen. But Lord, we thank you for this gathering here. We thank you, Lord, that your word declares to us that where two or more are gathered, you are here. And bless God to hear, right? We were singing that, right? Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. And so Lord, through all of all my fumbling and bumbling and all the consequences of making decisions where I think I know what's right and not listening to you and your word and your guidance. Lord, I just ask your forgiveness for that, for me. And I say that corporately too, because I know all of us have many times made decisions we thought were the right things and later figured out, oh, that really wasn't what God wanted me to do. But God, you're awesome and you're gracious. And, you know, you're told in Lamentations 3, 22 and 23 that your mercies are never ending, that great is thy faithfulness. So how they're fresh and new every morning are his mercies. So when we screw up, when we mess up and we repent, and repent means we agree with God that we messed up and we don't want to do it again. We want to try and do better. So Lord, when we do that, Lamentations 3, 22, 23 tells us that you wipe the slate clean and we start fresh and new that next morning. Isn't that amazing? Fresh and new, fresh and clean. Lord, I thank you for that fresh and clean, because I know I need it every day. So we try, and too many times, trying to do things on our own power. But Lord, I thank you for those in the circle. I thank you, Lord, for Brother Bruce and how he just contributes and inspires and organizes. And maybe you can help your son on the organized part, huh? Actually, I know you do. But it's good. That was an extra prayer I threw in, right? That's no church. Because God is good, though. God is good. But we travel mercies for your lovely bride, for Donna. She's traveling through wherever travels take her. Eventually back here, I presume. Maybe. Okay, you too. Yeah. And thank you, Lord, for, let's go down family-wise, for Scott. Scott, you got a pure heart, my brother. You got a pure heart. And God has put a huge need in you to keep things clean and in order. And you know, while some people on the earth just kind of snicker at that, it's a gift. It is a gift. Because our God is a God of order. So think about that, brother. You're more like God than you think. How about that? Tell that to your son later, see if he buys into it. and moving down the line, Brandon, bless God, we're always thrilled to have you here. I love how you can just grab an instrument and go, and there's always just different ways that ends up just enhancing worship. That's awesome. So we speak great blessings on your career, brother, your career through college and that, and through college, Gary, your son Landon, bless God. God's going to give clear direction for that, right? Any confusion that's there, Lord, we thank you that there's clarity in visions and dreams, because we're told that in Job 33 that God gives us instructions as we sleep. So I thank you, Lord, that it's made very, very clear that decision for him. Because God always makes it happen. You know, even when we make a decision that we kind of look back on and wonder if it's the right one, even God is still there. He fixes things. He makes the best. He makes lemonade out of lemons, right? Yeah, that's a good song, Brandon. Don't roll your eyes. Brandon's thinking of a lemonade song. But God is good. And Lord, we're lifting up Tom and Alina for the decisions that they need, that need to happen in their lives, Lord. You know, in their faith, in their ministry. They have an awesome ministry. And Lord, you've just blessed them so greatly. How neat to bring such a couple together. Couple together to just bring the joy and the praise of God, you know, to so many. I thank you, Daddy, for just clear direction for them, for just blessings and fruitfulness and abundance. For God, you're awesome. Our God's awesome and amazing. Hope is always a thing of consequences, and hope is something that is always being shattered. John 10:10 declares to us that the devil comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus comes to give us life and to give it more abundantly. The enemy's always trying to take our focus off Christ and take away our joy. We've got so many blessings, especially in the United States. We have so many blessings. But yet the enemy tries to get us to focus on that one thing we don't have. So Lord, we just speak great hope and peace to that situation and that. And open doors, right, Linda? Open doors, no closed roads, open doors. How good to fellowship, how good to have to have the people that surround you and encourage you. And I knew you encouraged them too. And that's fantastic. We just love seeing that. That's just so good. God is awesome. God is amazing. And Rita, we call a special peace for you. A special peace which surpasses all understanding. You know, having any type of relationship, especially of a friend, you know, go for so long, and I can just, I don't need details, but I can just bet that it was over something petty, you know, and what really happens there? I'll tell you exactly what happens there. The enemy finds something to lock onto and to try to lift up against God's people. And we can become so obsessed with why is this not happening for me? Why is that not happening for me? Instead of just focusing on Christ and resting in Him and just letting it happen, letting the blessings flow, we get so distracted. Why not? Why not, Lord? Why me? Why this? And these things can just wreck things. They can tear up relationships. But God restores and renews. Restores and renews. He builds us bridges. Because God's awesome. He is awesome. And Lord, I thank you for Brother Tom here. Every day, brother, you're touching so many different people through your work, just in your presence and being here, my friend. God bless you. But we're definitely lifting up Chris Trumbull's grandson, Noah, for that double lung transplant. I saw a picture on Facebook. He was actually walking, which is good. You know, they got him up out of bed walking around. That's awesome. But Lord, we thank you that his body fully accepts that. But we give a special thanks, though, to the parents of the child that had died, you know, for these lungs to be available for him. It's beautiful that they can give like that, but we know they're grieving and they're hurting. So, Lord, we just speak the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, into their hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Yeah. And, Lord, I thank you. You show me what I need to do to fix this internet. I'm annoyed. Because nothing's impossible for God, right? Nothing's impossible for Him. Let's say the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. All right, one little thing we like to do before everybody takes off. You did very well, Brandon. Anyone who's got any pains or wants they have hands laid for healing, we are all about it. We got everybody here doing for that. So, knees good?
My knee is in the butt.
All right, no pain?
No pain.
God is good. How you doing? Not good. What's up?
I think it's arthritis.
Really? In the hands, or?
At your young age?
Sometimes it just happens to the wheels.
Come on, everybody. Come on.
It hurts.
If you believe, just place your hands on her, and we're going to pray for this.
It hurts.
It hurts when you move it, or just
from
all the time?
From 1 to 10, it's a 20.
Ooh, that's...
And it's all the time.
Not anymore. All right. Everybody repeat this after me. So this healing belongs to Debbie.
This healing belongs to Debbie.
Because of what Jesus has done.
Because of what Jesus has done.
Arthritis, you are a lie.
Arthritis, you are a lie.
We command you leave now.
We command you leave now.
In the name of Christ Jesus.
In the name of Christ Jesus.
Arthritis, go.
Arthritis, go.
Now.
Now.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Move your hands around. Tell me what feels different. Same, better, or worse?
Better.
Mm-hmm. Good. Let's do it again. Did it move? Did it move anywhere? Or is it still kind of in the same general spot?
Yes.
Okay. All right. The reason I ask that is sometimes when we pray like this, if it's a spirit of infirmity, it'll start moving around.
Mm-hmm.
But this is just simple stuff, right? Because God is good. So, Daddy, I thank you for what you've given so far. And, Lord, I praise you for what you've given so far. Let's thank you, Daddy, for a finished job. I thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for brand new. Brand new, Lord. We have people of faith standing here that believe that nothing is impossible for you. Nothing is impossible for you, Lord. So I thank you, Lord, for brand new hands, brand new joints, all of it through her entire body, Lord. Not, we don't need to limit it to just the hands here, because the enemy tries to sneak in and play games. So no more. So arthritis, you got to go. No more. We speak full flexibility in here. All the squishy stuff you need to have in every joint, every little bit, move it around again. Tell me where we are. It's got every last bit's got to go. We're not going to deal with it. It's a bit better. We got to go with all of it. Any little bit. Twinge, anywhere.
Gone.
Work it hard. Give me hands. Squeeze my hands. All right. Now do it again. Anything.
It's gone.
Ooh. Okay, good. How awesome is that? How awesome is that? How awesome is that? Your faith has made you whole. We're just cheerleaders.